afternoon, everyone. I would like to welcome all of you to IRC Limited 1029 2020 trading update conference call. With us today, we have our CEO, Mr. Yuri Makarov, and also our interim CFO and company secretary, Mr. Johnny Yun. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. A brief question and answer section, which you can ask in English, Mandarin, or Cantonese, will follow the formal presentation. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. Announcement and PowerPoint slides we'll be using for this call have been uploaded, and you can download the documents from our website, www.irc.com.hk. It's now my pleasure to turn the call over to our CEO, Mr. Makarov. Mr. Makarov, you can begin now.
Thank you very much, Ken, and good morning, everybody. We are very happy to welcome you on this presentation of our results of the third quarter. Talking about the results, we are very glad to announce that our production is keep increasing. We have done more than 12% increasing in the production comparing to the 9 months of the last year. If we will compare third quarter, it's also higher than it was last year, but we should admit that we have been affected by the unusually heavy torrential rains in this period, which hopefully will not repeat it next year. Still, we have restored normal production, and currently we are operating at around 90%. Nothing to add about Kuranaq, which is under the administration, but we're still thinking about reopening if conditions will be acceptable. Prices for our production are quite attractive. Russian ruble is also helping us to maintain good costs. LIBOR was decreased, and it helps us to decrease our payments to the bank. Overall, financial environment was quite good for the company within this period. You can see more figures about what I have just mentioned on the slide number 7, and I would like to add a bit more information about what was very important to everybody, I think all over the world, about the COVID virus. Up to now, there were no material impact on us. We are doing a lot of testing for those people who are arriving to the site. Since next week, we will start to do it on the weekly basis, not only when people are arriving for their four-week shift. The situation in the area is quite tough. The amount of ill people in the Jewish Autonomous Republic is increasing. Although, once again, I should admit that my colleagues, and especially those one who are occupied with the medical assistance of the staff, they are doing great job and identifying people with virus. I should also admit that there are not that much people who have symptoms, So even those who are in the active stage of the illness, they are symptomatic. And there are only a couple of people who have symptoms, but still we are very carefully monitoring the situation to avoid distribution of the virus. And that's actually the reason why we are doing those, why we are going to do those frequent measuring since next week. Once again, rainstorms, which are talking about rainstorms, which are affected our operations. We believe that it's a matter of an unusual weather shift in the area. We have no ideas whether it will be repeated in future, but last 2 years it was very unusual and very heavy level of rainfalls. It was that problematic that local authorities even declared a state of emergency in the area to fight with the consequences of these rainstorms. But anyway, right now we are in the process of preparing for the winter operations. Since next week we are going to start drying, and hopefully at least this problem will not affect us anymore in the nearest future. I think that's it from my side, and I would like Johnny Yu to give more detailed information on our financial stuff, and I will probably come back later, return and answer to some questions or add some information. Johnny, please. Hello.
Hi. Thank you, Yura. If you can turn to slide 9 of our presentation, it shows the financial resources and liquidity of our group as of the end of the third quarter. I'm happy to report that our cash and deposit balances have increased to 14.3 million at the end of the quarter. Now, that compares positively to what we reported previously in the second quarter, when the cash balance was about 5 billion US. So we are accumulating cash. And I would like to draw your attention to the fact that our 14.3 billion cash balance at the closing of the quarter end was arrived at after we paid for the cash compliance loan and interest, which amounted to around 9 million. So right after repayment, we still have this 14.3 million cash balance, and we are slowly building up the cash. The total debt outstanding as of the quarter end was 209 billion US. That is totally related to the Gazprom bank loan facilities. So perhaps I will also quickly go through the market parameters during the third quarter. If you look at slide 10, again, we are very encouraged to report a very positive movement in the market price of the iron ore. It clearly shows that, you know, in the first quarter, the average price was $103 per ton, but then at the third quarter, the average Platts 65 price was $129 per ton. It was as high as 140 something during the quarter. Now it's returned to around $133 per ton. But still, that is a very, very attractive and encouraging price level. Currency rise, if you look at slide 11, that shows the movement in Russian rubles. Now, obviously, if I can remind you guys that our expenses are mostly denominated in rubles. So the weaker the ruble is relative to the US dollar term, the better we are. And the rubles have been depreciating throughout 2020. The quarter average ruble rate was 76. Last quarter was 74. Last quarter was about 72. But now, as of today, it was 76. So again, I mean, it keeps on depreciating, which is beneficial for us. Slide 12 shows the price movement of the 65% iron ore relative to the 62% ones. Now, obviously, we sell 65% iron ore, so the greater the premium over the 62% counterpart, the better we are. As you can see from the graph, we expect that the price premium will continue to rise in the next 12 months or so. So it's looking positive to us. Slide 13 shows the LIBOR movement. We are seeing a drastic decrease in the market LIBOR rate throughout 2020. In the first quarter, it was like 1.53%, but now it's 0.21. So this reduction in LIBOR rate will help reduce our finance costs. So as a quick summary, I think all these parameters are beneficial to us, and hopefully, I mean, we'll see better results when we report our fourth quarter as well as the yearly result towards the end of the year. So with that, I will pass the ball back to Yura, who will talk about our competitive advantages on page on slide 14 and 15. Yura, please.
Yes, Johnny. As usual, I'm talking about the most interesting things. Just to remind to those who probably have forget about it, or to those our old part of our audience which is the first time listening to such type of presentation. First of all, we are very conveniently situated. We are on the just on the border of China, which is the biggest consumer for the iron concentrate. We are producing quite a good quality of the product, which is 65% of ferrum. We, once again, repeating, enjoying current very convenient and very comfortable environment for us from the point of view of the currency exchange rate, from the lower financial price of the finance because of the lower LIBOR. And the most attractive, once again, talking about the logistics, we are not only not far from the Chinese border, but we hope that in nearest future, maybe next year, by the end of the next year, we will enjoy the utilization of the newly built Amur crossing river bridge, which will decrease the transportation time from the mine to our clients in China, and hopefully the price of the amount of money we are spending for the delivery to our clients. I think that's all from our side, Johnny, and probably we can move to Q&A.
If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone. That is star 1 if you wish to ask a question. Once again, to ask a question, please dial star 1 on your telephone keypad. That is star followed by 1 to ask a question. Your next first question comes to the line of Ann Tong, an investor. Please ask a question.
Hi, Ting Tong. 係你好啊，我係阿 M 誒，姓唐嘅，係 passive investor 嚟嘅。我想問下咧，你哋第三季嗰個實際銷售價格咧係幾多錢一噸？同埋我睇翻你哋之前嗰個 annual report 咧，想問下點解嗰個實際銷售價格同市場嗰個標準價格係有啲出入嘅？係唔該。明白，明白。
係阿 N， 其實就咁嘅。我先答你第一條問題先。其實我哋就 通常我哋喺季度嘅業績裏面咧，就唔會公布個實際銷售價格嘅，因為始終呢個係比較市場敏感嘅價嘅資訊啦。咁我哋如果公布咗咧，反而會影響我哋一啲同客户傾談呢個售價嘅條款嘅時候咧，會有啲影響嘅。咁所以咧，我哋就唔會喺呢個季度業績嘅時候就公布我哋嗰個售價嘅。咁但係我哋呢啲售價咧，通常會喺我哋嘅interim report 同埋我哋嘅 yearly report 裏面咧，都會公布售價嘅。咁我上一次公布售價咧，其實就喺 interim report 啦。咁可能你都可以睇翻嘅。咁但係第三季咧就唔好意思啦，我哋就唔方便公布嘅。咁至於你第二條問題咧，就關於點解嗰個tax 嗰個售價嗰個標價同我哋嘅售價點解有少少距離咧？其實就係因為我哋咧市場上咧好多時都會有俾啲折扣啲 discount 俾啲 customer 嘅。咁喺我哋嘅情況就比較特殊，因為咧T-Con石啦，你知啦，就同呢、這個譬如假設其他嘅 commodity， 譬如金咁啦，咁就好唔同嘅。因為T-Con石咧，始終個重量比較多啊，比較重啊。嗰啲金就唔同啦，當然你金咁輕嘅可以即係隨時運輸成本嘅相對安全低啦。但係我哋鐵礦石咧，其實個運輸成本對我哋個成個生產成本或者銷售成本咧，係佔一個比較大嘅份數。咁所以咧，我哋喺揀客户嘅時候咧，就只能夠揀啲比較近我哋礦廠嘅客户啦。咁嗱，如果近去礦廠咧，其實最主要就係中國東北嗰方面啦。咁但係好不幸咧，其實當地咧嗰間礦廠咧，主要係有少少壟斷嘅，佢當中有好幾間礦廠咧，屬於同一間嘅集團嘅，咁變咗喺佢哋咧就可以一齊咧去傾嘅時候咧，就可以 ask for 一個比較大嘅 discount 啦，咁我哋都要接受嘅。咁但係我哋都唔係坐以待斃嘅，其實我哋咧都有諗過話係去其他地方去銷售啦，咁包括譬如去俄羅斯咁啦，其實我哋之前咧都係賣俾俄羅斯一個好大嘅客户就是、Everus 咁嘅，咁不過咧咁。其實尤其是係第三個季度啦，因為俄羅斯可能疫情比較嚴重，同埋當地經濟都有多少唔係咁理想啦。咁所以其實佢哋嗰個俾我哋嘅售價咧都唔係咁理想嘅。咁所以其實我哋喺第三季咧，其實賣俾俄羅斯嗰邊咧，其實都少咗。咁但係我哋咧就開拓咗新嘅市場啦。我哋就去咗大概係長江嗰邊，我哋用船運就運送俾一啲新嘅客户。咁咧，我哋希望就開拓新嘅市場啦，咁就可以增加我哋嗰個 customer base 咁樣嘅。咁所以但係長話短說啦，就因為其實咧始終嗰、那個客户嗰個源咧比較少啊，咁所以咧我哋咧就要俾一啲比較一啲嘅折扣咧，係俾啲客户嘅。咁但係其實呢樣嘢都唔係新鮮嘅，因為我哋知道咧喺行業裏面咧。其實如果在呢一區附近的時候賣呢啲鐵礦石俾類近的客户的時候咧，其實都要俾啲咁折扣嘅。咁所以就係我諗，我答俾你的問題就係個折扣就係點樣形成啦。Ann 知答唔答到你的問題咧？有冇其他問題咧？
是 OK 的，麻煩你。
Your next question comes to the line of Andrew Petrov of DS Investment. Please ask your question.
Hello. Mr. Makarov, thank you very much for your report for the production of the third quarter of 2020. I have two questions to ask, if possible. The first one is about the impact which the weather has on the operations in the third quarter. It seems like for the second year in a row, you blame the rains for the low production volumes in August and September. I'm a little bit confused. Are rains uncommon in the Russian Far East at this time of the year? Aren't your operations supposed to be like all weather? So this is the first question. And the second one, if I may, is related to your main shareholder, Petropavlovsk. I could not help but notice that recently in Russian media, there was a lot of coverage regarding the corporate conflict in Petropavlovsk. Is there any impact on IRC company in this relation. Thank you.
Thank you for your questions. I understand that it probably looks like we are blaming rains to hide some of our problems or mistakes, but I want to assure you that not every year a local governor declares a state of emergency because of the rains. Answering your question whether these rains are frequent situation on the forest, yes, rains are normal situation because we are in the monsoon climate zone, although we are not that close to the Pacific coast, but still it's those monsoons we are causing problems from time to time in the mainland China. They are coming up from Korea to the north, and not always, but sometimes they are striking south of the Russian forest where we are situated. According to the local news media, there was a 19 typhoons this typhoon period this year, which is extremely high amount. So even if rains are a common situation in the forest, the amount of water they're pouring onto the surface is not equal every year. And within the last 2 years, it was extremely high amount of water, and which affected us. We are not able to foresee what will be next year, and maybe this situation have some connection with the climate changes, I don't know, but once again, it's whether we can't avoid rains, we can't open an umbrella or on our open pit. So what we can do is to try to do as much as possible utilizing this information. So once again, yes, there are rains, and yes, these rains within the last 2 years were extremely strong. And your second question was, sorry, I forget the second question, talking about the rains. Can you remind me, please?
Yes, sure. This is about your main shareholder, Petropavlovsk.
Yes, about Petropavlovsk. Petropavlovsk is our biggest shareholder, but it's our shareholder. It's not we. We are an independent company, and up to now there is no any influence to IRC. And we know about situation within this company from the media as well as you are. So it's not affected anyhow. We are not affected anyhow. And it's honestly better to ask them about the details of what's going on inside them. I believe that they will have same type of third quarter results declaration within a couple of weeks. So once again, it's a better question to ask them. Sorry if I'm not able to answer your question.
Okay, thank you for the detailed explanation.
Thank you for the good question.
Your next question comes from the line of Rachel Kwan of VS Capital. Please ask your question.
Thank you. This is Rachel from VS Capital. Thank you so much. I have two questions for today. The first question, for two consecutive quarters, it seems that your production is being affected by the third-party mining contractors. Will you please let us know what's going on with these contractors and how are you going to resolve these issues? My second question is, your drying unit seems to have issues every year. Is it a recurring problem? Have you resolved these issues? Now that we're in late October, Have you started using the drying unit? And if so, have you run into any issues so far? Thank you so much.
Thank you for your questions. Talking about our subcontractors, is I should admit that yes, we have had some problems. We normally have two subcontractors, and one of them stops the operations on our site. It was not a problem initially because another subcontractor, those one which was bigger, they were happy to increase their volumes on our site because they were leaving some core operations and they have some spare capacity to utilize, but unfortunately they were not capable to do it in a proper pace, and that's why we were a bit behind the schedule. So that's the situation, and what we are going to do, what actually is going to happen. We, from one side, our contractor is increasing their capacity, although not in a proper speed, but still they're increasing and trying to catch those delay which they caused to us. From other side, we are working on the possibility to have some our own equipment to do some of them, a certain amount of the mining operations by ourselves. So both these things, I hope, will help us to catch those gaps which we have now. And your second question was about the drying unit. As I mentioned, we are going to start drying by the end of the next week. According to the forecast, there will be negative average temperature of the 24 hours. Yes, we have done quite a lot of improvements in our drain unit because it was never commissioned by our EPC contractor, Chinese company called CNEC. They have done quite a lot of mistakes in the design and in the implementation of the design during the construction period. And actually, the first couple of years, we were identifying problems and fixing them during the warm period of the year. We believe that our operations will be quite stable, and to add stability and to add some capacity, we are utilizing some chemical additions to the drying material, which helps us to, first of all, decrease the amount of water we are getting from filtration stage before the drying unit, and secondly, to decrease the temperature of the freezing of this material. We have utilized the same type of chemical agents on our Kuranak mine and have quite a good experience of utilizing them. And from another point of view, sometimes we are capable to ship our product being not completely dried when weather allows us, when it's not very cold from one side, or when it's very cold, when we can pre-freeze the material and being frozen, it will not freeze in the wagons while during the transportation to the reloading rail station on the Russian-China border. I think that's all what I can tell you about drying unit. If there are any questions, I can answer. I'm happy to.
OK，咁因為時間有限啦，咁會議我哋就到此為止啦。咁我係好感謝今日出席嘅每一位嘉賓，同埋希望各位有一個愉快嘅一日。但係如果有任何問題咧，隨時歡迎聯絡我哋聯絡方法可以參閱ILC嘅官網www.ilc.group.com.hk 嘅。Due to the time limitations, we are now ending the meeting here. And thank you everyone for joining the call today. We appreciate your time. If anyone has any question, please feel free to contact us at any time. Contact details can refer to our corporate website, www.ilcgroup.com.hk. With that, thank you and have a great day. Bye-bye.
That does conclude our conference for today.
Thanks.
Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.